Right, he didn't start. He was an all-star and a starting pitcher.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Holtby was an all-star, right? I'm not making this up. He was an all-star when
he was, but you said all-star game. You said
my bad. He didn't start in the all-star game.
I was like, whoa.
I thought he was a starting pitcher who was also in the all-star game.
Yeah, that's when.
But then that's what they would call him when he was starting pitching that night. He's a starting pitcher. He's a starter. And he's an all-star.
Oh,
all-star starter on the mound tonight.
I got you.
Mike Foltynewicz. And then he gave up 10 runs in the first inning of a playoff game.
Yeah, dude. God, what a wreck. Don't be a little you-know-what.
Yeah. Remember that? We were wearing those bracelets and all that?
And everything. Until it was good till it wasn't.
Turns out he was one.
Hopefully they should get the game in tonight. And we don't Max Fried's going tonight. Chris Sale, we think, is going to go win. Sunday, Monday?
We don't know. It's to be a. They're gonna use him when they have to.
Yeah. Okay. If they don't have to use him until the playoff Tuesday, then that's it.
Then they won't.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, that's what it seems like. Which obviously they'll do some stuff to try to keep him sharp and all that. But yeah, it's a dice roll. There's no question about it. It's a strategy, but it's a dice roll. I liked Carl calling it an ace in the hole because he is an ace, and you have him now in wait if you want. But, I guess if you lose tonight, you can't fall more than two games behind the Mets.
Correct.
That's what it is,
correct,
right? Because you have two games left with the Mets. If you fall more than two games behind them, then you don't control your own destiny anymore. Of course, they could lose a game this weekend as well. But if you lose tonight and they win, that's two.
They're losing a game.
Then Sale would have to start tomorrow.
Okay.
Right? Because you don't want to fall more than two behind.
I'm very confused with this whole thing.
Yeah. Again, elimination. There really isn't an elimination
just go
until
win.
You're playing them.
All right, just go win.
Well, yeah, right. But now they complicated it by doing this little sneaky tactic. I thought they'd just stick with the same rotation.
Yeah.
I thought Sale would go today. I thought Fried would go tomorrow, and Morton would go on Sunday. Just push everybody back a couple days. But the excuse was, or excuse reason, whatever you want to call it, was that Fried likes to stay on. He's more of a creature of habit. So he wants to stay on his routine.
Well, let's
more.
Go, creature.
He better be good
he
tonight.
He better be good tonight.
He better be good tonight. Because the other guy is the NL Cy Young Award winner, and I know he would have been good. But anyway, that'll start tonight. Yeah, weather's supposed to be fine by later. The Royals got into town, so everything's good. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
You're right.
NFL No Huddle Week 4 began last night with a game. It happened. The Cowboys won, which they needed to. And the Giants aren't any good. That's about all that needs to be said about that game. The Falcons play the Saints on Sunday right here in Atlanta. That game's huge for a lot of different reasons. Here's Jesse Bates talking about Alvin Kamara.
You know, Alvin, he can hurt you, obviously, in the run game. And also, you know, when he catches the ball outside, you know, on the checkdowns. And they do a lot of keepers as well that, you know, keeps you honest on your run fits. And then you got the play action pass. You got the two fast guys on the outside with Olave and Shaheed as well. And those guys are real dudes. Like, I think Tyreek is like number one with the most explosive plays. And then there's Shaheed right there. And then you got Olave who, you know, every year it just seems that he gets better. So, it's top to bottom. I think our D-line will have a big impact in this game for sure.
Also, Kamara in the screen game.
Yeah.
He's a great screen running back. He really, really is.
You can't tackle him.
Yeah, you got to wrap him up. Like, you know how I would say put your pads on him? And just, no, you got to put your pads on, but you got to wrap him up and get him on the ground because he's so, I don't know, his contact balance is one of the best I've ever seen. But, yeah. I mean, they got guys that can go get the football, and you got safeties who is hard to beat over the top. Talking about Jesse and Justin. They just don't get out of position a lot of times. And then when you look at them, the two lines of scrimmage, they're physical on both sides, but they want to run the ball, and obviously in the NFL, the first thing you want to do is stop the run. So they got to figure out how to do that. And this defense, it's like it's an attacking defense, but they sit back in zone, and then you can't be careless with the ball because Honey Badger, them tip balls that went up, and no, he's going to get the play. That's just what he's done. That's what he's done his whole career.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be times where you have to get rid of the ball and throw it away, obviously, with the pass rush that they have and Kirk not being particularly mobile. Be real careful with those because he was a little sloppy with them last week against the Chiefs and didn't have to pay for it. Luckily, obviously got intercepted once at the end of the half, but that was different. Don't be just like tossing it into the scrum and hoping it hits the ground.
He'll find a way. Honey Badger will find a way to go get the football,
it,
man.
It, I know, you know, these are little minute things that happen in games that don't get talked about unless they turn into disasters. But it just, it shocked me how casual he was with getting rid of the football and throwing it away on some of those plays in the fourth quarter. Anyway, a lot of stuff has to get cleaned up. Obviously, we'll get more into keys to a game coming up at 1:20, and there's a lot that has to happen for the Falcons to win this game. Got to get to 2-2.
Yep.
Got to get the win in the division. You can't be 0-3 at home. You can't lose. There's just, I don't know. There's a lot that hangs in the balance in this football game beyond the fact that it's a rivalry game and you want to beat your rival. All right. Let's hear from Andy Reid talking about the narrative of the Travis Kelce distractions.
He works his tail off and he hasn't lost a step and all those things. That's not, he's not distracted. That's not the case. You know, people are making sure they have him taken care of by some of these defenses.
Free Derwin James. Okay, so Dano had a nice breakdown of some of the things because they were talking about it. And Kelce's open. He just ain't throwing the ball to him.
Mm.
Like, there was a lot of times that Kelce was, like, open, routed this guy up, and Patrick Mahomes didn't throw the ball. I think it's part of coverage. He get older, but I mean, Kelce last 4 or 5 years, I'll say last 3 years, he ain't been as fast. What he does is his route pace gets him open, and his desire and his physicality gets some extra yards. That's what happens, and he's just not doing it right now. But I'm not worried about that.
Well, no, I'm not worried about it either. If this is what it looks like in December, and he's not getting the football in December, then there's something to
right.
it. I liked his explanation of it. He was like, well, yeah, I would like to have more catches, and hopefully they come. I think that they will. But we're trying to work new guys into the offense, mm-hmm. and if those guys need targets and they need mm-hmm. reps to mm-hmm. make this thing look as good as it can be, that's fine. I've caught a lot of balls in the NFL.
I'm fine.
You know what I mean? Like, the legacy is secure. If he goes for 10 and 128 in a September win against the Falcons, I don't know that that's really changing the way people feel about Travis Kelce. You know what I mean? They're 3-0. They're 3-0.
With all the
hiccups and all the whatever you want to call it that this team has, by the skin of their teeth, they're 3-0, but they're 3-0. And my guess, and again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's fat because he spent all summer hanging out with Taylor Swift. Maybe he's old and he can't play anymore. I don't think either one of those things is true.
Yeah.
And if he's ineffective in December, then I will gladly admit that I was wrong. But until then, we'll expect them to win. They're going to beat the Chargers.
You think Jordan Love plays this weekend?
Well, I thought he was going to play last weekend. As good as
Malik has played, can they beat this Minnesota team with Malik?
No.
I don't think so.
They cannot.
I don't think so.
They cannot. They might not beat him with Jordan Love, the way that this defense is playing. Minnesota's had the best defense in the NFL thus far. They got 16 sacks in 3 games. And again, I said I was going to leave the sack envy in the past.
Yep.
It's flaring back up again, Randy. looking at the Falcons sack total through 3 weeks and some of these other teams, the Vikings most specifically, they got 16 of them.
16 sacks.
Falcons are on pace to have 16 sacks this year.
16 sacks.
Yeah. So that to me is one of the big games of the weekend, though. Yeah. Obviously, at Lambeau Field, Vikings are 3-0, kind of an unexpected 3-0. Defense playing great. Sam Darnold playing really, really well. Had 4 touchdowns last weekend. I hope Jordan Love plays because I think that makes it a better game.
Right.
But if the Vikings win, man, 4-0 wins in the division, going in against their rival, and I know,
nice.
They're off to an incredible start. If that game goes their way,
you said this one earlier. We were off the air. Looks like Cincinnati might get their first win because they're playing Carolina.
Yeah, it feels like a good time for them to be.
They should get that first win
to be 1-3.
Now Pittsburgh might go 4-0. They go to the Colts. Is Anthony Richardson? I just don't know, man.
Is he what?
Is he that guy?
I don't know the answer to that question. Is he good right now? The answer to that question is no.
He stinks.
He's not good. Obviously, the only way that I know of to get better is to play.
Yeah.
Now, Carolina didn't feel that way about their quarterback, but I don't think Indy's going to bench him.
I don't know.
But is he not playing well.
He's playing really, really bad.
But every time I say, like, every time this year I've said, well, that's this team's first win.
Right.
They lose. Like, last week, Tampa was playing great, and then they're playing Denver, who was a disaster, and they got smoked.
They got
destroyed. So I don't know. I do expect the Steelers to win that game and be 4-0 and all of that, but I'm not going to pick it. Okay. I don't know. I'm staying away from those, because I still don't trust. I trust the Steelers' defense, but I still don't trust that Steelers' offense.
I'm with you on that one. Philadelphia, they're going to the Bucks. Philly without A.J. Brown and probably Slim
yeah,
probably
Devontae.
Won't play. He probably won't play. A lot of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Saquon.
You know, both of those teams are good teams. Both those teams have a good chance to make the playoffs this year. Eagles winning 2 in a row after that loss to the Falcons, the way that it ended, would obviously feel really good. Right. Going on the road and beating the Bucs, who are a pretty good team too. And also, I don't know, we don't want the Bucs to be 3-1.
No, we do not, Andy.
Because best case scenario, the Falcons are 2-2 at the end of the weekend.
But they got them on Thursday.
They do.
They got them coming. It's
great that they're playing Philadelphia.
Falcons have played 3 primetime games in I see Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mentioned that the Falcons are getting the Super Bowl? The city of Atlanta is getting the Super Bowl.
2028, so the reports are.
Let's find somebody, who's a good female rapper from Atlanta to get mad and start, cause a controversy.
I know, but does that help?
Cussing out JV. I don't know.
Who's been the most mad? Was Nicki Minaj, right?
Yes.
Is that getting Lil Wayne any closer to the Super Bowl?
No.
So.
Okay,
so that's a good tactic.
All right, but I'm just saying, you.
We got to do something
because
we can't have a repeat.
We cannot have Maroon 7 again.
No, right? No.
All right, I don't want Maroon 7. I don't want Roses with Guns. I don't want none of that. All right, okay. I don't want no. None.
And I mean, no offense to even younger, more talented, not more talented, but more popular, relevant artists. I don't want them either.
No, give Atlanta the showcase.
I want the Atlanta performance.
Yes,
the performance that Atlanta deserved all the way back whenever that was the last time.
Give Atlanta
all those people that should have been there last time are still good to go this time.
Yes,
a little older. A little wiser?
Yes.
Ready?
If it was in St. Louis, if it was in St. Louis, they let Nelly perform.
I know, but who do you perform with? Apparently all those guys hate each other.
They do. It don't matter.
The St. Lunatics are suing him.
Do you think that matters? Nelly was the one singing them songs.
I know he was.
All right, them other dudes, all they did was a do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I liked Murphy Lee.
I do, too. But, that's all they did. No, that's Chingy.
I like Chingy, too, kind of.
Yeah, but that's all. Yeah, that was all Nelly.
It was, but I don't know. It just makes me sad that
Nelly
and the St. Lunatics are at odds.
You loved the culture when you were that young. Did you wear the Band-Aid out of your face?
No, man.
Oh, you did?
No. No. But Chingy had a line that you better... Better bet I said a lot of times.
I know you did. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. You can guess at what Chingy line was my favorite at TBM929. You can also send us pictures of whatever it is you're drinking. Shout out to Black Manther. He either has an airplane bottle and a regular size Red Bull or a regular size Tito and a huge Red Bull. I don't know. It's a weird picture. We'll come back and get to a college football corner next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's a good not everybody on this song's doing great right now.
Yeah.
But some are.
Yeah, Lunatics. Yeah. Right. That was right her. Love. That was the best. Like going to get my haircut on Friday.
Well, so you lived in St. Louis at the time, right?
Yes.
I didn't. I lived in Seattle. People started saying here real funny.
But see, I told you, dude. I didn't know nothing about. Like I thought it was all on the song. And so when I got to St. Louis, I really didn't go to St. Louis. I lived in I lived in St. Charles, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And so when I go get my haircut. Don't go over there and hang out. Well, not hang out, but I was going to get my hair cut and everything, and everybody be talking and everything, and they would say her.
Sure.
And I was like, that's my first thing.
That's a real thing.
That's the first thing I said. I said, oh, so that's a real thing. Y'all actually talk like that. And he was like, yeah, man. And so the funniest thing, I went down to Sweetie Pie's. Everybody knows my Sweetie Pie's a TV show.
I don't.
Okay. Well, Sweetie Pie's a soul food spot.
Okay.
Had a TV show and everything. A lot of bad stuff happened. But I went in there one day, and it was just really good. And I'm getting ready to check out. They said, you wanted dessert. And I was like, no, I'm good. And the girl said, well, we got some per cobbler. And I said, excuse me?
Oh.
She was like, yeah, per cobbler. What the hell is that?
Like cat? What do you got in there?
Yeah, she kept saying, I was like, oh, pear.
Oh, pear.
Oh. I was like, no, man, I'm good. But it's what they say. It's how they say it out there.
Right, which is fine. Like every region has their own little, little accent and dialect, that kind of stuff. But I lived in Seattle, but people started saying right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you shouldn't say that.
No.
You shouldn't say that.
If you are not from there, you shouldn't say that. All right.
Like music is popular from different parts of the country, and then it becomes very, it's like a thing for a moment and all that kind of stuff. And then people pick up the, pick up the vernacular. And it's like, dude, you sound so dumb.
You sound so dumb, man. I think it's so funny because because your mother's here and obviously my mother lives here. When did they get this, your mother talk, I called the chick of my mom because I'm worried about it. She's down there, everything's happened. So I'm worried about my mom. So I called her, she didn't answer the phone. So I'm like, what's going on? So I call her again. She says, hello. I say, mom, you all right? The house still here. See a calm ass voice. is everything okay? Oh, yeah, it's ugly down here, but we found sugar. All right, well, I can stop by. I can put my worry glasses off then.
Yeah, maybe just maybe just answer the question.
Maybe just answer the question.
Yeah. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Everything's fine.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear. That's all I need to hear. That's all. House still here? Like, I'm worried about my mom.
That's a low bar, man. Yeah. Like, I'm glad it's still there. Yeah. But are you?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
You got power?
Did a tree fall?
It's ugly out there.
Yeah.
All right, mom. Fine. All right. That's what I said. All right, mom. Fine, fine.
Yeah, we did. Briefly checked in with everybody this morning. Everybody's doing fine. My mom's power was out,
yeah.
Which I don't, you know, things were normally pretty good, like mostly pretty good in town. But my dad and them are all okay. Now, my wife's family lives in that part of Western North Carolina where things are crazy.
Yeah, man. I just saw the pitch that she just posted.
Yeah. The App State football game got canceled for tomorrow, and it's good. I mean, it's underwater. And they actually, because they're, you know, they had reporters up there, they're talking, and my wife was like, because she produces a morning TV show at CNN. And then she was like, my aunt and uncle live like right where the river is flooding.
Right.
You want to have them on? And so this morning, Aunt Colleen and Uncle Henry were on on CNN. It was awesome. And we were in the hotel room watching, and I was like, look, Aunt Colleen's going to be on TV. She was watching it. She's like, why is Aunt Colleen on TV? And I was like, because look at the river. It's flooded. And if you wanted to, and I mean this with, and they know how I feel about them and their accents.
Right.
If you wanted to have the absolute truest people that sound like they're from Western North Carolina in the world on TV to talk about their river flooding, it was Aunt Colleen and Uncle Henry.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome. It was so great.
But that's what the thing about it was, because obviously, I'm sleeping downstairs with TVs on yesterday, and like they keep having, like Fox 5, they were everywhere yesterday. And so they were down in Valdosta, and it's just a whole bunch of stuff, just bad stuff. But the people they got on from Valdosta. from Valdosta.
Yeah, no, I do. Like, the news channels do an amazing job with all this stuff. And I know they were talking about on the Steakhouse. It's no surprise, because sports people have to do a lot more live stuff, a lot more banter back and forth, like in the moment, coming off the field interviews, that kind of stuff. When you put a sports reporter on live weather coverage, they kill it every
time.
It's
so funny. And it's
every
funny
single
hell.
Time.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, they know how to do it because they're so used to doing all the live stuff. All right, let's get to a college football corner here on a Happy Hour Friday. All right, so there's a few big games this weekend, none bigger than Georgia and Alabama. We'll do more of a keys to the game thing coming up at 1 o'clock, but here's Kirby Smart talking about what it's going to take to beat Alabama.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that he acknowledged that is true every game, but it is true this game.
You got to outstrain them. Yeah, outstrain them.
Outstrain them?
Yeah.
Outgain them?
I've heard of so.
Outpain them.
And I've been around this game for so many years, and the first time I ever heard strain was from Dan Quinn.
Okay.
The first time I ever heard it, I'll strain them. But, I mean.
What does that mean? Just try harder?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess.
You got to. Because that place is what it is, it's hard to beat this. Hard to beat damn Alabama anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in that building and how explosive they are, you can't get the juices flowing in there, man. Because, I mean, there's nothing that turns that crowd into a frenzy. It's already going to be like that. But you let them hit a big play.
Yeah.
It's going to have that place going, and it's going to get the players' juices flowing.
I'm interested to see a million different things in this game, but game flow is a big part of it, because when you look at the matchups between these teams, the one that Georgia won went the way that Georgia wanted it to go, right? Both teams are kind of slogging through it, straining, right? And then Georgia made some plays in the fourth quarter and was able to win. It was still, I know the final score was big because it was that pick six late, but that was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. The games that Alabama have won have gone like you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They make big plays and they start track speeding away from you. Like, because Georgia, I don't know, maybe Georgia will want to play like that tomorrow.
Well, I think.
Because it seems like they're built to play like that because they beat other teams sometimes.
Right.
But they never play Alabama like that. And maybe there's a reason for that, because Alabama likes to play like that too. And this Alabama team certainly does. But like, the games that Georgia has lost have all been close for a while.
And then
bang, bang, bang. And then it's over.
Yeah. I mean, the explosiveness of Alabama's offense and their quarterback, I'm sure maybe Texas might be better in the country, but I mean, they make, and you said it yesterday, they don't make 25-yard plays. They make 50-yard plays.
Yeah.
They make 60-yard plays. They got this freshman receiver who is just as field to.
Yep.
They got two great running backs. They got a big physical offensive line. They got everything in there. Now, their secondary is still a little young and shaky and everything, but what they're going to do is they're going to play Georgia bump and run. They're going to play Georgia because they don't think they have any playmakers that can get off their bump and run routes and get open before the pressure gets to Carson Beck. That's what they believe. And Bell and all of them, they've got to be able to win their one-on-one. Because Georgia, I would probably guess right now, Georgia's receivers will get more one-on-one opportunities than Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm almost positive about that.
Because
Georgia's going to mix it. They want to play zone. And, you know, they want to be aggressive with the cross-dog blitzes. And that's another thing. You can't leave lanes. Because this dude, like, he's like a damn bomb when he gets a damn lane.
Yep.
It's vroom.
Even in a passing play,
yep.
He sees that hole.
He's gone.
I mean, he's green light to go on every single play. And he's done it. And he's got more carries than anyone on their team through three games. Now, some of those are scrambles and stuff like that. But he's averaging damn near 5 yards a carry. And that's in college where they take away rushing yards when you get sacked.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, they got a good run game,
and
too.
He's not getting sacked this year like he did last year.
No, he's not.
He's not getting sacked.
Because he's playing way smarter.
Yes.
It's amazing, and he got better as the year went on last year for sure, and I'm sure the offensive staff that they had was a good staff and was doing good things with him. But, like, it's amazing what a better quarterback he looks like already just being in that DeBoer system, because that's what the DeBoer system does.
And he figures out, and he's getting better at that. We talked about the intermediates, the crossing routes and all. He's working his way through that too, man.
Yep. All right, we'll get back into that this deep and deeper in about half an hour. There's some other games I wanted to mention, of course, as there are some big games on Saturday. Illinois and Penn State.
Which Illinois team should show up?
Well, I think that they're going to be tough, but I think Penn State's better than them.
I think what
Penn State team shows up? Because this to me also still doesn't feel like one of the ones that Penn State loses, right? Penn State still wins this game. Just like the week one when we're like, I don't know, it's going to be emotional against West Virginia and all that. Nah, Penn State still wins these.
Yes.
They lose when they play Ohio State and Michigan
later
in the year. And I think they can probably beat Michigan too.
I think Ole Miss beats the hell out of Kentucky.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think Lane's going for the jugular.
Yeah, and as much as Georgia played that kind of sloggy game against Kentucky. Yeah. Ole Miss doesn't play games like that against mediocre teams. No. And Kentucky's a mediocre team.
They're going to beat the hell out of them.
I think so, too.
I think Louisville's going to give Notre Dame a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give them a lot of problems.
That's going to be an interesting one.
I think they're going to give them a lot of problems.
They're off to a really good start. I had forgotten who their quarterback was. A guy named Tyler Shuck, who I'm pretty sure was the backup for Justin Herbert at Oregon. Like, this guy's been in college for a million years.
Now
he's in Louisville. I mean, he's always been good when he's been healthy. He just can't stay healthy. And they got the Ja'Cory Brooks, the wide receiver from Bama, too, there in Louisville doing some things. So, I think that's going to be a really good game.
Oregon's back in action. Oklahoma going to Auburn.
Who's Oregon got? UCLA?
Yeah, Oregon's
going to beat the hell
Oregon's
out of them.
Oklahoma is going to Auburn.
That game's going to suck.
And then I saw one real quick. I didn't realize Kent State got the hell beat on by BYU last
year.
The hell beat on by BYU.
Did you see that punt return that the BYU kid had?
Dude. Just.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have probably picked it up in the first place.
But
then all the Kansas State guys took each other out.
But that's what I'm
saying. And then he puked after he scored a touchdown.
I didn't see the puke
part. He threw up.
Oh.
Yeah, no, BYU beat them 34-7. That game could have had a little bit more juice if both of those teams would have won last week. But Oklahoma State lost to Utah, and Kansas State lost to BYU. Yeah, so.
And I think that's it. Because I'm looking at the rest of the games. Meh.
I like Washington State, Boise State. That'll be interesting.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Boise State's got that excellent running back, Gene T.
You think he's a first-round pick?
I don't know. I think probably. Well,
you
I mean,
think
if round? There's any running backs that are first-round picks, him and Quinchon. Yeah.
Oh, not even Oklahoma State.
He's not playing well this year. Ollie Gordon's not having a good year. I don't know why. I don't know if he's injured or what it is, but he's not off to a good start. And then Washington State's quarterback, John Mateer, is good.
Yeah.
Like, that guy, he's going to put up numbers. I don't know that he'll be at the Heisman ceremony, but he's going to put up Heisman-type numbers.
That's about it.
Oregon plays their first Big Ten game.
At UCLA.
Against UCLA.
At UCLA.
At the Rose Bowl. That makes sense. All right. We'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread, four of them each, and then we'll play Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And this hour, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to some Sports Jeopardy here in just a couple of minutes. We'll make our picks against the spread as well, as we always do on Fridays. Coming up in 20 minutes, the big story of the day. 1 o'clock, we'll kick off with Georgia and Alabama and do some keys to the game there. We'll do our keys to a Falcons victory at 1:20 as well. So it's going to be a real keys to a victory-centric 1 o'clock hour.
All right, so I had to go get water, so I had to go down to the 8th floor where V is to get the water, right? And they have like this. Have you been down there?
I just went down there this morning for the first time in a long time.
Got all of snacks and stuff and everything, and it's like
it's pretty nice.
It's grab and go.
Yeah,
it's grab and go. Now you got to pay. Obviously, they got a little pay machine.
Oh, you
got
to pay for that stuff?
I didn't know that either. Cause I show grabbed some chips. I was like, oh, hold on, put it back because I got my wallet on me, but I wasn't gonna pay for no Cheetos. But I got a question. Like, there's a camera right there. Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, Rick Caffey gets, like, updates to see who's in there or somebody steals?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. No, I'm just kidding. I don't probably.
I'm just curious. What does that camera look
like? We've got a history of thievery around here.
I mean, yeah, somebody stole a whole damn grill.
Somebody stole a whole Traeger grill.
Yeah, somebody stole
a big one, too.
Somebody stole a damn
Not
grill.
Like one of those little tiny ones you can fit in your trunk.
Yeah.
Big-ass pellet-smoking and Traeger grill.
And somebody stole Fricky's Trey Young's.
Somebody did steal Fricky's Trey Young's
Yeah,
also.
Somebody did steal his Trey Young's.
Which is, we never got to the bottom of it. We did blatantly accuse Caleb Johnson of doing that.
And Caleb sent us a receipt. So.
He did send us a receipt, and I don't feel bad about accusing him, but he did prove himself innocent.
He did.
Yeah, we don't know. Somebody's probably the same person.
Uh-huh.
Standing there comfortably in some trays, grilling some Traegers.
You think he grilling out Trey shoes?
Yeah.
Hey, instead of the old school leather.
Yeah, he didn't have the leather sandals
on.
No, he's got the trays on.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, damn. Those damn Cheetos look pretty good.
Yeah, I do. I wonder if sometimes cameras are placed there just to, like, make you think.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I ain't no thief. I ain't stole like, nothing since Mama damn near beat me, you know.
Only hearts.
Yeah, beat me into submission.
Only hearts.
Yeah, man.
It's the only thing I've been stealing.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, only hearts.
Last heart I stole was 11 and a half years ago, and I'm never giving it back.
That's pretty good.
My wife's.
Haven't they got that long, huh?
Mm-hmm.
11 and a half years.
We've only been married for like 6 and a half.
But y'all been together for that.
We've been together for quite a while,
over a decade.
She's still putting up with me somehow.
That's all that matters.
I don't know how.
Who knows, man? Like, my wife knows. She knows I'm gonna say no, but she has continuously asked me for stuff.
Now, yes, but to be fair,
she
though,
knows it. What
you kind of gave her a little hope.
How?
With the she. Can I say what
yeah,
she asked
yeah,
about?
How'd I get home?
So she called you during a break. Yeah. This happened just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
She called during a break and asked if Randy wanted to go with the family to Disney on Ice.
Yes.
And Randy said, Disney on Ice?
I didn't say it like that.
You made it sound like maybe you might say yes.
And she got excited,
and
too.
Then, yeah. And then you were like, hell no, but you guys have fun.
Yeah. But I did get it.
You said it, though, I was like, is Randy about to go to Disney on Ice? Because it's coming to town. We thought about it.
Yeah, I did get excited.
We're not doing stuff like that until Lily can read.
I'm not mad
Meaning
at you, dog.
She sees it on the sign and then she asks about it.
Yeah, no, I ain't mad at you, dog. No, I'm not Disney.
Disney on Ice.
No,
I was like, what? Randy going to Disney on Ice?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she asked me, do you want one? Because we love going to do paint and sip. We love doing
that. That sounds really fun. I've never done it.
We love doing it.
Sounds awesome.
But it's for tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Bad timing.
Bad timing.
Yeah, it's bad timing.
Yeah, so she's like, can I take Samson? They have a new one with no sips. They just got the painting.
Mm.
And so
maybe you could sip water or juice.
Yeah, I'm like, so whatever. But she's like, yeah, I asked Samson what time the game was. He said 7:30. So, no.
What do you sip at those things?
I get my wine on it.
Okay.
I get my wine on it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I get my wine on it.
Because I know it tends to be a wine thing.
I drink a lot of wine, though, Andy. I'm not there for casually.
If you drink enough wine, it does the same thing as all the other stuff.
I don't do casual, and I can't paint. So I just drink a whole lot and mess up the painting.
Red or white?
Red.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I get fancy.
That's classy.
Yeah, I get classy.
That's classy.
You know,
all right.
You know I'm class.
Let's make some picks against the spread. First of all, how did we do last week, Abe?
Personified of class.
Class personified.
Let's see. Three of us went 3-1. That'd be Andy, Rain, and Abe. Bo came in at 1-3. Tough week for Bo. Randy leads the way at 9-7. I am 8-8. Bo is 7-9. And Andy is 5-11.
Damn.
All right, where we at? This week. Give me, I don't understand this line, but give me BYU +3 versus Baylor.
Huh.
I love Iowa State because of Rocco, but I'm going to go 18.5 with the Houston, +18.5 with Houston. Give me Houston -6 versus Jacksonville, and Washington +3 versus Arizona.
I'm taking Utah -9.5 against Arizona. Arkansas +6.5 at Texas A&M. They might lose, but they're going to make it close. They put up a lot of yards and a lot of points. Cincinnati Bengals -4.5 at the Panthers. That was a 1 week thing for the Panthers. And the Texans -6 against the Jags. I think the Jags might just be bad.
They might be.
They might just be like genuinely bad. And the Texans are going to be mad because they got blown out last week.
First time winners of the Commissioner's Cup will be my Georgia State Panthers, as they will reign supreme.
What is that?
Over Georgia Southern. It's just the cup that they're going to play for now.
Okay.
What's it called?
The Commissioner's Cup.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Georgia State minus three versus Georgia Southern. Give me Ole Miss, who's been just dragging folks. Ole Miss giving up 16 versus Kentucky. Give me Vikings plus three at the Packers. I don't think Jordan Love plays, and if he does, it's going to be hobbly. Mm. And then give me the Texans minus six versus the Jags.
I think Penn State is going to win, but not by 18. So I'll take Illinois plus 18.
Dang, is that how big that line is?
I like that one.
Yeah, I just
I like that one.
Wow.
I actually was going to take Liberty 3.5 against App State. That game got canceled, so I got to scramble here. I'm going to join Bo with Ole Miss in this one. So I'm going to take Ole Miss minus 16 against Kentucky. Give me the Steelers minus 1.5 against the Colts. Quarterback issues there reign supreme. And I'm going to flip on Randy. I think maybe a slight fall back to earth after a wild performance on Monday night for Jaden Daniels. I'll take the Cardinals minus 3.5 against the Commanders.
All right, those are the picks. Let's play Sports Jeopardy.
We doing the standoff thing? Is that
he said
doing?
He always loses when he says his name.
Doing a standoff here?
So I was going to let him say his name first. All right, Andy.
Randy.
All right.
That's what he said. He always loses when he says his name first.
Didn't he say his name first last week and win?
Did he? I think I won last week.
I think he won last week.
No, you won one of the last
week. I won
weeks.
The previous week.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, question number one before this mic falls apart. When Alabama and Georgia first met in 1895, the game was held in which West Georgia city, located essentially on the state line? Randy.
Carrollton?
That is incorrect.
Good guess. Rome?
That is also
was
incorrect.
Was it Villarica?
Columbus.
Columbus! That is right on the state line.
Oh, that is right on there.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
sorry about that, Mo. Sorry about that.
I thought you said West.
West Georgia.
West Georgia.
That's west.
Which state line are you thinking of?
I look at Columbus further. I look south.
It is south.
Yeah, I look some.
South and west.
But I look west, I'm thinking Carrollton, Villarica, that place.
West
and it's close to Alabama,
too. Western border of Georgia. I don't know. What was the final score of the national championship win over Alabama?
Andy.
33-18. That is correct. 33-18 was the score, first title since 1980. What are the three SEC stadiums that can seat more than the 101,000? Randy.
More that can seat more
than
100,000? A&M?
That's correct, Kyle Field.
You said more than 100. Tennessee?
That's also correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those are two. And then, Texas?
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's a good guess. Okay, so A&M, Tennessee, and is it LSU?
That is correct. Tiger Stadium.
That's 100. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How big is Florida?
97.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
In 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, where did the Falcons beat the Saints 34? Randy.
They beat them in LSU.
That is incorrect.
I don't know the.
I played them at. They didn't play them at LSU Stadium? Damn,
no.
We played them there.
All right, can you read it? Read the whole thing.
Yeah. In 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, where did the Falcons beat the Saints 34-31 in a New Orleans, quote, home game?
We played them there.
Oklahoma City.
Was it Memphis?
That's also incorrect.
I don't know
also
where was
incorrect.
It?
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio.
Yeah, we played the damn Saints and beat the Saints there.
They played. They were gone
they
for more
played
than
a bunch
one
of
season.
Yeah.
So.
I know the Pelicans played in Oklahoma City, so I thought maybe the – or they were the Hornets at the time, but I thought maybe they did.
San Antonio. Andy holding on to a 2-0 lead. What was the most recent decade in which the Falcons won more games heads up than the Saints?
Andy.
Andy.
The 80s.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy.
The 2000s.
That is also incorrect. The 1990s.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
The 90s.
They had a 14-7 Falcons edge. Which Saints quarterback beat the Falcons twice in a three-game span?
Randy. Taysom Hill.
That is correct.
I remember that. That was like two years ago.
Very good.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose, who recently announced his retirement, played for six.
Andy. Dang it. Memphis.
That's one.
Oh. Chicago.
That's two.
Minnesota.
Three.
New York?
Be more specific.
The Knicks?
Okay. Yeah, that's good enough. I was going to ask for four of the six. You went four straight. The other two were the Cavs and the Pistons.
Pistons? Did not recall. I thought you were going to ask what college he went to. So luckily he played at Memphis and also played for the Grizzlies.
That was his last stop. Last stop was Memphis.
You'd have been in real trouble if you said Memphis and I said, and you have three
more. Was it Memphis State?
It was Memphis at the time. When did they change
that? Because
like Penny Hardaway played at Memphis State, but it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Andy's trying to.
And now he coaches at Memphis.
We're not going to let it happen.
Okay.
You got to get these next two, Randy. Which current Atlanta Hawks played his college ball at Wyoming? Is a second-generation NBAer.
Andy. Larry Nance Jr.
And is set to earn over $11 million this season.
That's what he's getting?
Yeah,
good
man.
Good for him, man.
I know, right?
Good for him.
Final question, just for fun to round it out here. Which active Major League Baseball player has the most career All-Star appearances?
Wow.
I have no clue.
Bo knows.
Randy.
Randy.
Max Scherzer.
Incorrect.
Good guess, though. Is it Clayton Kershaw?
Also incorrect.
Verlander.
No.
Let's keep throwing him out there. Bo, you know?
I was going to guess Chris Sale.
No.
Oh, it's like this.
We're the old guys. We're doing good on old guys. Might not be a pitcher.
That could be it. Aaron Judge.
No. He didn't really get going.
Freddie Freeman.
No, also wrong.
I don't know. Who is it?
Who the hell is it? Yelich.
No.
Max Muncy.
Come on. That's not a real guess. All right, we got to get out of here. Mike Trout with 11.